on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Begin with the Irish Independent this morning, which is a photograph of Taoiseach Simon Harris and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer raising a toast at Chequers, which looks like a very fancy country residence. It's the British Prime Minister's country retreat. Now, they're raising a glass and it's a pint of Guinness that they're both raising. Neither look particularly comfortable with a pint of Guinness, it has to be said. I'm not sure it would be their typical tipple, but anyway, they raised the pint of Guinness at Chequers yesterday and they discussed a range of issues, including the repeal of the Troubles Legacy Act. And apparently they're going to meet once a year. They're going to have a yearly summit. And Keir Starmer is coming to Dublin in September and the two are going to watch an Ireland-England game at the Aviva that night as well. So that's the main picture on the front of the Irish Independent. The main story tells us that we're addicted to cars and the way to get over our car addiction is to have cheaper bus fares and bike subsidies. The government is looking to break motorists' addiction to their cars with expanded incentives for people to buy bikes and more discounted fares for frequent public transport users. Research shows our heavy car dependence is year-round. So it's not summer. You would think during the summer maybe people wouldn't be as reliant on their car, but actually 7 in 10 journeys are taken by car. Not even summer weather coaxes drivers out from behind the wheel. This is a bad summer in fairness because the weather's brutal, but even in good summers it would seem that we still rely on our cars. So cheaper bus fares and subsidies to buy bikes is on the way. The Irish Daily Mail, seizures of fake Ozempic treble. Just incredible what people are putting into their bodies. Authorities have seized almost treble the amount of Ozempic already this year. This is counterfeit Ozempic than they did in the whole of 2023. Obviously, it's hugely popular drug because of its weight loss benefits, and this is leading to pharmacists warning the public that use of fake versions of the drug could have potentially fatal consequences here, and seizures have trebled. So pharmacists are warning that it could prove fatal if you take counterfeit versions of the drug. So there's a lot of concern out there about fake Ozempic doing the rounds. The Irish Sun, I will shoot Mary Lou for free. The Irish Daily Star, I'll kill Mary Lou for free. And the Irish Daily Mirror, masked thugs, Mary Lou death threat. Gardaí believe a convicted robber is behind threats to shoot both the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris and Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. In an online rant, the man wearing a balaclava repeatedly vowed to kill both figures. Now, Mary Lou MacDonald has reported the incident to Gardaí. She'll be on Newstalk Breakfast this morning. And he was, as you would imagine, quite shook by the incident. It must be quite confronting to have someone saying openly, I will kill you for free. So that video was doing the rounds on TikTok. It has been taken down and the Gardaí are investigating it. And as I say, Mary Lou will be on Newstalk Breakfast this morning. The Irish the Irish Times has an interview with Buswell's Hotel on the front page, which says that it lost €55,000 over Aer Lingus flight cancellations. This is the knock-on impact of flights being cancelled. So obviously Aer Lingus pilots from today are voting on the pay increase of 17.75%. But one of Dublin's leading hotels has revealed it took a €55,000 financial hit to its room turnover as a result of the recent flight cancellations. What they're saying is that was from the European visitors because people knew that one of their flights would get here, but they weren't sure about getting home. So what's the point of coming to Dublin for a two-night break if you're going to be stuck for a third because you can't get out? So people decided just not to go to Dublin in the end. And Buswell say that they lost €55,000 in cancellations over 3 weeks. So they'll be hoping that the pilots accept this as well. The Irish Examiner on the front page, road safety advocates have said that reductions in the country's national speed limits due to begin in November can't come soon enough. We have news that the government is going to reduce the speed limit on local roads from 80 to 60 from November, and then there'll be more speed limit drops in the new year. And the Examiner's interviewed some road safety campaigners who say that's great, but it can't come soon enough. And there's a question mark over who ultimately will have the power over speed limits. Will it be the councils themselves who have the local knowledge, or will it be the government? Inside the papers, we're all going to live longer. If you want to live longer, obviously people want to live longer if you're going to be healthy and happy, not be sort of 100 and miserable. But the Telegraph tells us that an anti-aging drug could help people to live longer, healthier lives. Apparently this is on the horizon because scientists have found that the drug extends lifespan by 25%. So that would mean you could live to like 125. Imperial College discovered that switching off a protein, which I'm not going to bother pronouncing, prevented cancer, boosted vision and hearing, and improved metabolism. And in good news, it also prevents hair loss and greying. So this is a holy grail, we are told, for anti-aging, for cancer, for hair loss, for all these other things. We'll keep an eye on it, but you could live 25% longer and you'd be healthier and happier as well. Staying with lifespan, the Irish Independent tells us about the National Maternity Hospital, how many babies were born. 32 babies born on the busiest day in the National Maternity Hospital in Dublin, only 3 on the quietest day. So that's quite a difference there. Overall, the hospital delivered 6,880 babies last year, a slight decrease on 2022. The busiest month, you can do the maths on this when people are conceiving, the busiest month in the National Maternity Hospital was October, when there were 639 births. And the caesarean section rate rose to 36%. But apparently it's still one of the lowest in the country. Now, a couple of other stories. We were talking about Aer Lingus and flying there. If you do manage to get on the plane, what sort of size hand luggage can you bring? Well, the BBC has a big investigation. More about this in the Star. Several airlines have been accused of halving the size of hand luggage allowances over the last 6 years. Major carriers like Ryanair have squeezed their dimensions, according to the BBC. They look at Ryanair, EasyJet and Wizz Air, which I think all operate in Ireland, and they have found that they've halved the dimensions of hand luggage, which included in the cheapest fares since 2018. So you book a flight, you're allowed hand luggage, but unfortunately the hand luggage is getting smaller and smaller. So the BBC found that the maximum volume of a free cabin bag has shrunk by 55%. It used to be 55 by 40 by 20 centimetres, and now it's just 40 by 20 by 25 centimetres. So very, very small allowances indeed. EasyJet are quoted as saying that they offer some of the most generous bag size and weight limits, but the cabin bag sizes have been slashed. Basically, you can fit on a small school bag now at this stage. Final story comes from the Irish Independent. We were telling you the other day that it was reported Taylor Swift went to ACL. Well, that may not be the case. The Indo have gone to ACL. They say, did she or didn't she? It's the question on the lips of locals in ACL. Did Taylor Swift pay a swift visit to the beautiful remote rocky outpost? Very few seem to have the answer. So the Irish Independent went to ACL and they've been unable to find anyone who saw Taylor Swift or ever heard of or even heard of anyone who saw her. So they can't find anyone in ACL who either heard that she was there or actually saw her themselves. All eyes are on Instagram, where it's hoped that Taylor Swift might officially put up a picture of ACL Island. In the meantime, there's healthy debate, we're told, about whether she actually touched down to take in ACL. Manager of ACL Tourism, Chris McCarthy, said he wasn't 100% sure whether Taylor Swift had been there. But they say a lot of celebrities come to ACL and you'd be surprised who goes there. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.